Bill Ray from Arlington, cattle feeder. Bill, so what do you think of the idea of a state beef checkoff?
It's something that we need until we can get a national program going. Hopefully this would be easier to do than getting a national one enhanced, because we need to spend the money on the good programs that the State Beef Council has created and the National Checkoff Program has created. There's a big, big demand out there for money. And, you know, we're living on the same dollar we were 25 years ago or 27 years ago when this started.
Any particular areas you feel strongly about where you think we need to be spending more money?
One of the big areas I'm a big promoter of is trade in the world. You know, 96% of the consumers in the world are outside the U.S., and a lot of those economies are the ones that are growing very rapidly, and there's a lot of disposable income.
So would you be in favor of a dollar per head or more?
At least a dollar. I could make a case that it should be more than that, but, you know, over time, I think you have to have a mechanism to raise it to meet, to maintain the value of the dollar.
Dave Wright, and Dave, tell me again where you're from.
I'm from Neely, Nebraska, which is Antelope County, and I ranch in Holt County.
And are you representing independent cattlemen in Nebraska here, or representing yourself?
Or? Probably both. Okay. I'm still the president of Independent Cattlemen of Nebraska, and I am a producer that, if this passes, will have to pay that check.
Right. So what do you think? You've been to a few of the meetings. What do you think?
Honestly, I think they're going to get their consensus, because if you notice, they're handing out surveys, and you can go copy them off, and that get a lot more opinions. I think they do that in Chicago, don't they, with the ballot box? So they'll get their consensus, and then they're going to want to have a referendum, and then they'll write the law. It sounds an awful lot like Obamacare. Let's have the vote and then see what the law is. So, but as for what, if it's the effectiveness of it, currently the Nebraska Beef Council sends 64% of their money to NCBA. If you entrust them with another $7 million, eight of the nine board members are all NCBA members. And then the question becomes that I never got answered a couple nights ago was, if we increase the budget for the Nebraska Beef Council by $7 million, will NCBA consider that an increase in their budget, because those seats that they buy are based on percentage of budget? So now it's going to cost us more money for those seats that they buy at NCBA.
You expressed some concern that you don't think there's a return on investment on the current checkoff.
Right. They talk about today that it would take $2.14 or something like that to equal what the dollar was worth back in 1985. Well, I compare it to those of us who are cow-calf guys. In 1985, we sold calves, weaned calves, for $350, and pasture rent was $70 a pair. So one weaned calf paid for five cows' pasture rent. Today, one weaned calf will only pay for two cows' pasture rent. So my calf dollar has fallen incredibly, far further than what the so-called checkoff dollar has fallen, simply because we don't have the buying power. Our calves do not have the buying power. So my question then becomes, if for 25 years, if I've lost this much ground, why would I put another dollar in? If for 25 years they haven't been able to at least keep up, why do you think another dollar is going to make things better?
Todd Schroeder from Wisner. Todd, your thoughts on the state beef checkoff proposal?
I guess I support the state beef checkoff proposal because I think there's lots of opportunities that we could do with additional checkoff money that would be less restrictive than the current federal mandatory checkoff money. An example of that might be a state branded product. If we could ever get to that point, I think that would be an excellent, my opinion is that would be an excellent use of some of that money.
That's a program, I guess, that, if I'm correct, has been tried in the past, but you think there's still potential there for a state-branded beef program? Or?
Yeah, I think the product you're referring to is Nebraska corn-fed beef, which was a product, a program that was about 10 to 15 years ago. I don't know the time frame exactly. And one of the problems that program faced was lack of promotional funding. And I think that was a very successful program. it was just lacked that promotional funding, that critical mass it needed to get it over the top.